Welcome to the NHL Numbers Podcast with Brent, Chase, Corey, Jared, and Matt.
I wish you guys would watch the thing and report on the game. You don't look at the score and say, oh, 7-0, just absolutely got smoked.
Welcome to the NHL Numbers Podcast. I am your host, Jared Lunsford. We have another great show for you today. First, Chase and I are going to be interviewing Zemgus Girgensons, who in about a month figures to be the first Latvian player drafted in the first round. And then a little bit later, we will have Brent, Matt, and I talking to Neil Greenberg from the Washington Post and ESPN. He will be discussing the Washington Capitals coaching situation and all things fancy stats. We're now happy to be joined by a quite talented prospect, Zemgus Girgensons. He is from Latvia, but is currently in Iowa, of all places. Welcome, Zemgus.
Thank you. Thanks for having me out here.
No, thanks a lot for joining us. It's great. So you have, I would say, the most interesting story in the draft. You are from Riga, Latvia, and you moved to Vermont at the age of 15. Could you talk about that? That's a couple years earlier than most Europeans would move to North America to start playing hockey.
Yeah, you know, it was an early decision for me to move to the United States, and of course it wasn't that easy as a 15-year-old to move by myself without my family to North America, but I loved it and I enjoyed it and it turned out well.
And you're from it's a pretty large city, so you moved to Vermont and then you live in Iowa where it's a lot more rural. Is that a bit of just that aspect alone a bit of culture shock for you?
You know, both cities are Burlington and Dubuque. Both are really small towns, and I was aiming for that just because we can focus on the hockey more. But yeah, back home we have a pretty big city, and it's a lot of fun there.
I was just wondering, maybe you could talk a little bit about your choice to play for Dubuque in the USHL versus some of the other major junior options available that we see so many of the prospects in the draft decide towards today?
You know, when I came to North America, I saw the NCAA route, and I thought that would be best for my development right now, as I saw it, and then I got calls from a lot of USHL teams that wanted me, and I thought that Dubuque as a new franchise team would be the best fit for me to play my game and be myself there, so, and it turned out well as well, so it was good.
Yeah, you guys actually, if I'm not mistaken, won the championship your first year there, so I'd say that that definitely worked out pretty well.
Yeah, it was an unbelievable experience when to collect up with those guys, and it's memories that you're going to keep for your whole life.
Could you talk about Latvian hockey? A lot of people, it's a smaller country compared to others.
You know, Latvian hockey's been has been going kind of like a downhill. That's what everyone thinks, and everyone loves it there, but we don't have a really system for it back home, so I hope in the next couple of years there's going to be people who can fix that, and the hockey's going to go uphill from now.
And how was your experience in the World Juniors?
Well, you know, it was a great experience to be there with my team and honored to represent my country there. So it was a lot of fun, even if we had not the best team.
Not the best results.
We didn't the most games, but it was still a lot of fun.
European players tend to have a reputation for being highly skilled, but maybe not as gritty as North American players. You, on the other hand, seem to be run counter to that. Based on all the stuff I've read, you play with a lot of grit and a lot of work ethic in the defensive end. What are your thoughts there about the reputation? Do you think it's overblown for European players? And how do you go about trying to turn it around?
Yeah, you know, I love to play a game with passion and with a lot of work and grind best I can from the opponents. And I think Europeans think too more about offense, and maybe that's why, like, Latvia, we don't produce as many high-end players that we could, actually. So I think people should more lean on their work ethic than their skill.
From all the prospect reports and rankings we've seen, you seem to be ranked in like the 14 to 20 range. What does it mean to you to possibly, after this draft, be the highest drafted player coming from Latvia?
you know, it's always good to represent my country well, and I could not be more honored to be the first player to go that high if I do.
And in a recent mock draft, I know you're probably going to the answer to the question of, you know, who do you want to play for is obviously anybody. I mean, you've got to be thrilled to play in the NHL, but just as an observation I had, Derek Zona said that you might go 15th to Ottawa, and what would it mean to actually play alongside one of your countrymen, Doug Ovechkin, right now?
Well, you know, I could bet that would be a lot of fun if I got a good draft by then and get a chance to play with another Latvian player in the NHL, and, you know, that doesn't happen a lot when there's only a couple guys from one country in the NHL and they end up on one team.
Let's talk about your skills. What do you think are the strongest areas of your game?
You know, my skills, my hands, my shot, everything is good. I've seen people talking that maybe I have lack of skill in my game, but I think my skill just kind of goes away in my gritty style of play that sometimes I don't even bother to use it, sometimes just to win the opponent with a strength. So, and then strength is my other skill that I'm really strong, so those would be the things.
Okay, and what are areas you think need the most improvement that you're working on?
You know, D-zone, I've got a lot better in the last few years thanks to Coach Montgomery that helped me to get better in D-zone. But, you know, that's a thing that every pro player, when he turns pro, that's the thing you should improve the most. It's D-zone. It has to be perfect.
Actually, I have a question about that. One of the things I've actually read about you is that you are quite good at in the defensive zone. How do you approach that when you're going on the ice for a defensive zone faceoff? Do you have a different mindset than in the neutral zone or the offensive zone?
You know, my mindset is always to be in the D zone and be good in the D zone. If I spend less time in my D zone, I'll spend more time in the O zone. I'll have more chance to score. So that's kind of my thinking, how to play to get quick out of the D zone and play good in D zone, then the offensive zone and come.
So you're just thinking, get out of there. So that actually segues nicely into something we were going to ask you, which is we're on the NHL Numbers blog, so we're a bunch of stat-oriented people, and the main thing we focus on a lot is the possession game, playing in the right end. That's seems to be one of the major keys to the game. So how do you feel about the sort of puck possession aspects of your game? You know, moving the puck, holding it, you know, knocking the other team off the puck, things like that.
I'm a player that likes to give and go with players and get the puck on my stick when I have full speed, because with my body frame and my strength, when I'm full speed, there's a lot of people could stop me. So that would be the place where I want the puck. And that down at the end, puck protection, if I get a chance, I'm really good at it. So those would be two things where I play good.
One of our fellow bloggers at NHL Numbers, Eric T, has done a lot of work talking about, like, entering the zone and the best, like, different zone entry methods. And basically, one of his conclusions was that teams tend to get a lot better chances when they cross the blue line with possession of the puck. Do you see that as a strength of your game? Maybe, you know, gaining the zone with possession and then having your teammates set up for an offensive zone opportunity?
You know, I've never been a dump and chase player, so if I get a chance to try burn that D-man wide, and with my speed, when I'm at my top speed, I'm pretty fast. Maybe my acceleration is not that good, but when I'm at my top speed, I'll always try burn the D-man, or I'll try to make a play on the blue line, and that's how European style is. If there's a 3-on-2. There's a good chance we'll execute on it and score.
Right, yeah, that's definitely, you know, kind of fits into a lot of the stuff we like to look at. So that's definitely a good thing for teams who will be looking at you.
Yeah.
So you're planning on going to Vermont next year. Could you talk about your decision there? And I guess the broader question there is, do you think you're NHL ready now, or what kind of time frame would you expect?
You know, I choose Vermont just because I would not need any transition, anything for it, because I played a year there and I'm already all set with the town and I'm ready for it. So it was an easy choice for me just to, that was kind of looking a couple steps ahead and making the right move. And about being NHL ready, I think I could be physically ready for it for sure, just because of my strength. And the only part what maybe is doubtful would be the mental approach, but you adjust to the game quick, so I don't think it would be a problem for me playing NHL really quick.
Maybe just talk about some of the education aspects of Vermont. I mean, did that factor in your decision at all, being able to come over and, you know, go to an American institution like that?
Oh, yeah, you know, when I came there, like, I could have had a chance not to commit to any university and go major junior, but I stick to going to NCAA, so that is my plan right now, and we'll see what happens after the draft.
I guess we will leave it there. That is Zemgus Girgensons. Thanks a lot for joining us. Maybe we can talk to you after the draft.
All right, thank you.
Thanks. Yeah, thanks for coming on.
Yep, no problem.